If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A busy sports night in these parts. Downtown, Twins and Giants, game two of the three-game set. Our lineup card at 5:30, your first pitch after 6. Next door at Target Center, Lynx and Sky go at it. WNBA, and then out in San Francisco, Timberwolves and Warriors in Game 3 of their second round NBA playoff series. Back to the Twins and the Giants, and joining us, Bobby Nightingale, covers the club for the Star Tribune. And Bobby, good to visit with you, and boy, I can't get over this weather. It's just unbelievable for May in these parts.
I know. It felt like April was just so, like, teasing, like, oh, it's almost there. And then finally, great weather for a weekend.
Yeah. I mean, this is summer weather at the ballpark. I would assume windows open in the box. No worries about that cold stuff.
Right, exactly. Finally, no complaints about the windows open.
Yeah, for sure. A debate early in the season, maybe sometimes late in the year as well at the Target Field press box. Bobby, Chris Paddock on Friday night, lights out.
He was. I mean, that was one of his better outings, obviously, I mean, statistically, but, you know, his velocity was up. Didn't even really give up that much, like, you know, usually when you put down the first 17 batters, there's some great defense behind them, but felt like everything was a routine play. He struck out 5 of his first 9 batters, was ahead in almost every account, only reached a 3-ball count twice. So one of those outings, I mean, he got the Gatorade dump at the end, or the ice water dump in his post-game interview, which was well-deserved, but a great outing for a guy, you know, who's kind of he's been solid this year. He's had 5 inning outings, but finally one that he could hang his hat on.
Yeah, and his career story is just the injuries and so on and so forth. I mean, perseverance is, it's really impressive, and he's got to be thrilled. I know earlier in the show we played some of the post-game audio last night that, you know, this guy really believes in himself, and the game plan going into it, it just seemed everybody was thrilled for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, I think no one really doubts the ability that it's there.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, sometimes it gets questioned when you're coming back. 2 Tommy John surgeries, I mean, there are not that many pitchers who have had successful careers after 2 Tommy John surgeries. So, you know, the fact that he's hanging in there, I mean, I think his ERA in his last 6 starts is 2.51. So, you know, he's been quite solid. I mean, for a guy that's, you know, you look at, like, the big three, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober. I mean, if you're talking about a guy who's in the bottom 2 of your rotation, you know, you'll take a 2.5 over 6 starts.
Well, he's not an old man, still 29 years old. I mean, he, I would assume, wants to play a lot longer in the major leagues.
Absolutely, and he's a free agent after this year. So, I mean, every start means, you know, it has implications for the future. But, yeah, I mean, he's definitely a guy who views himself as a guy who could, you know, be a frontline starter in this league. And he did it his rookie year in San Diego. Then the injuries kind of hit and some inconsistencies. But, you know, the faith is never lost on him. And obviously there's still more to prove. I mean, he's still got to, you know, prove himself for a full season, a full workload. But, you know, there was nothing not to like about it, the way he pitched Friday.
And this is a good Giants team that plays in arguably the deepest division in the major leagues, featuring the Dodgers and the Padres and the Diamondbacks. I mean, the Giants are a good, solid team.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I think they were like third or fourth best record on the road this year coming into the series. They just came in, beat the Cubs on their way to Minneapolis. Before that, you know, they'd beaten the Phillies on the road and some other good teams. So, there's nothing cheap about the way they won Friday. I mean, the Twins have been playing solid baseball for about a week and a half now. I mean, I know there was the four-game losing streak. They lost three in a row to Cleveland, but they're all tight games, well-pitched. One of them was a walk-off. I felt like it was one of those, like, they started playing cleaner baseball despite some of those losses, and then it's kind of carried over and, into the six-game winning streak. Obviously, you have to be playing well to win six in a row, but the pitching's kept them in every game, and it feels like now they're finally getting those hits that they didn't have at the beginning of the season, and defensively it's looked a little bit better.
Yeah, and Bobby, you look at this division. Everybody's playing well in front of them. Tigers, Guardians, Royals are on a real tear, and the Twins haven't been able to gain ground. But for them, I think, you know, the goal is looking in the mirror and saying, we got to get back to .500, and they could do it tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's too early to be standings watching.
Sure.
I mean, they're going to get a chance to play all those teams plenty of times throughout the summer. But you're right. I mean, if they weren't playing well right now, I mean, you'd be looking at maybe they'd be like 10 to 12 games behind the Tigers in the division right now, which, that's a scary sight to see in May. But credit to the Central. I mean, it's a competitive division this year, and kind of the same way it was last year. But Tigers, the best record in baseball, credit to them. I mean, a lot of their hitters have had great starts to the season, guys that they weren't counting on, and kind of those surprise unsung heroes have stepped up, and Royals and Guardians have hung tough, and Twins, I mean, take away the first couple weeks. They started 7-15, getting a chance to play for .500 today. I mean, it's a nice turn for them. Obviously, they have to keep it up to keep pace with the rest of the division, but, they've done their part the past couple of weeks.
Bobby Nightingale joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune along with Phil Miller all season long. By the way, Phil is scheduled to join Corzo on Sunday between 10 and noon here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Bobby, Chris Paddock, good start in what has been a really good run for the starting pitching. And going into the season, even in spring training, there was talk about, hey, there is starting pitching depth, and there's guys even performing well who are going to start the year in St. Paul. So, you know, they may not have, you know, a top five guy in the major leagues right now or a traditional ace. You know, they've got some pretty good guys who are running out there every night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I Pablo Lopez obviously probably didn't have the best of years last year. He was good, but not, you know, ace status. But he seems like he's returned to kind of that level on the Twins. This year he's had a great start to the season outside of the hamstring injury that put him down for a couple weeks. But, it's kind of like 2023 when they won the division. They won a playoff series behind their starting pitching. Sonny Gray was a part of that group, and then you had Pablo and Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, and it was a pretty deep staff. I feel like it's kind of the same vibes this year. I mean, you look at, you know, David Fest and Zebby Matthews as your sixth and number seven starters in AAA. I mean, a lot of teams would kill for that depth. The Twins are lucky that they haven't had to, you know, everyone's been healthy to this point. Not every team has a healthy pitching staff like that so far. But, the fact that they've been able to stay healthy for the most part and pitch outside of the first week, I mean, excellent outings. I mean, that's, a testament to the kind of the group that they have. And also speaks, I think it underscores kind of the window they're in. I mean, these are the years you have to take advantage. Obviously this is a slow start, but I mean, these are the years you have to take advantage and, make runs for the postseason because, you're not guaranteed to have pitching that's clicking like this every year.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There have been rough patches for the bullpen, but things have stabilized. Griffin Jacks had a real tough stretch and has bounced back, but it looks as though that bullpen, another bright spot going into the season for the Twins, really stabilized here in May.
Absolutely. I mean, having given up a run in four games, they went the whole Orioles series without giving up a run. And as you mentioned, Griffin Jacks, I think the optimistic thing about him was even when he was struggling, he was still missing, still getting a lot of strikeouts, and his stuff was still moving. His velocity was the same. So it wasn't like there was something wrong with him. It was just like, okay, just give me up more hits than usual. He said it was just kind of a location thing. And, as soon as he fixed that, I mean, the bullpen's kind of taken off. Give credit to Joan Duran. He's been excellent this year. Last year, he felt like he was a little bit more inconsistent. This year, he's kind of back to his dominant self. Every time he comes in, it seems like he's shutting the door. Louis Varland, easy to forget, it's his first time as a full, a full-time reliever for a full season. He's adapted that role really well. Last time I checked, he was leading the league in appearances, so he's made himself available, and Danny Coulomb hasn't given up a run this year. So, a lot to like about the bullpen. I mean, that was a group that was confident coming into the season that, they could be an impact bullpen, and for the most part, they've done that for the past couple weeks.
And Bobby, final thought on two huge keys for this team, and that is Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa. They're making a lot of money and injuries, et cetera, but Buxton's been good, and Correa starting to head in the right direction with the bat, and that obviously is huge, having those two guys contributing big time.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at kind of how the Twins have won 11 of their last 16 or 12 of their last 17. If you look at how Buxton's played in those games, I mean, he's almost single-handedly carrying the offense at times. He's been superstar level. If he keeps this up for another month or two, I mean, you're going to see him on the short list of MVP candidates. Yeah. Just with the way he's played. Obviously, Carlos Correa, he's got to hit better. He's had a few ups, but I mean, it's been a lot of downs this year. Obviously, defensively, he's still been that solid rock, but if they can get him going, obviously Royce Lewis just came back from the injured list. I mean, those are the guys that they're betting on. I mean, those are the guys that have to carry the team this entire summer. And, Buxton's done his part. Now it's up to Correa and Royce Lewis to kind of follow suit.
Yeah, and Correa, a good sign on Friday night, couple of hits, RBI, and four trips to the plate last night. The average not in the run production not, but the signs are there that Correa may be turning the corner.
Yeah, I mean, I think – in the big picture, I mean, there have been a lot of lineouts. There have been a lot of hard contact that wasn't rewarded. So at least I don't feel like it's a broken swing or, he's aging too early or anything like that. I think the talent's still there. And he's dealt with slow starts before. I mean, he's traditionally been a slow starter in his career. It's just never to this level. But, the fact that he's healthy, I think, is the big thing. I mean, he played through major foot injuries the last couple of seasons. He's healthy. He's usually played at all-star level when he's healthy. So, there's still a lot of optimism inside that clubhouse that he'll figure it out.
All right, tonight starter Joe Ryan apparently very ill to the point where I'm not going to repeat the reports, but it didn't sound good.
Yeah, he was at a movie theater, and, right after the movie, it sounded like he went through it a little bit. So, fortunately, yeah. He got to start pushback 2 days. Fortunate the Twins, Bailey Ober and Chris Paddock pitched great when stepping in for him, and he threw a bullpen session on Thursday, so he's good to go.
Yeah, Joe Ryan tonight. Should be a great night at Target Field. Bobby, always great. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, there is Bobby Nightingale, covering the Twins for the Star Tribune, joining us in the writer's corner. We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll have a sneak peek at that lineup behind Joe Ryan tonight in Game 2 of the three-game set, and the Twins can climb the mountain. They can win their seven straight and get back to 500, and it's still the middle of May. Things headed in the right direction for the home nine here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.